I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, it's all about a reason to smile.
Wish I was a Kellogg's cornflake, floating in my bowl, taking movies, relaxed in a while, living in style, talking to a raisin, occasionally plays LA. Casually glancing at his toupee. Wish I was an English muffin, got to make the most out of a toaster. I'd ease myself down, coming up brown. I prefer boysenberry more than any ordinary jam. I'm a citizens for boysenberry jam fan.
The sweet singing of Art Garfunkel, Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel. That song is called Punky's Dilemma. And that was from the fourth album that Simon and Garfunkel did in the studio called Bookends, released in 1967. So yes, I'm looking for a reason to smile, and I'm glad you're here with me today because we're going to find that together, a reason to smile. You know, music is so powerful. It really is powerful. And it has an effect. If you hear a song that has a deep sense of grief and loss, and maybe you've never experienced something like that in your own life, you hear a song, you hear a piece of music, and you kind of get to explore what that feeling is like, that intense sadness, the grief of loss. And it's safe. You're hearing it in a piece of music. You're kind of trying it on. And then in your own life, when you finally encounter something that gives you a sense of grief and loss, you're better prepared to handle it. Music is so powerful. You know, maybe you're in a relationship, lucky you, and it's confusing and there's things going on and you don't understand how you feel. Nobody knows how you feel. No one could possibly understand what's going on, and it's just, oh my God, overwhelming. And then you hear a song and there's a singer and there's a songwriter and they've put into words the very thing that you are feeling, and they have put it in a way that allows you to understand something. Music is so powerful. So, you know, a reason to smile. I find that if you go looking for a reason to smile, you're going to find one. And so music can give that to you. Music is so powerful. And when I look for something that is going to lift me up, the music that we're listening to today has that effect on me. And it's maybe, you know, just by actually smiling, it changes your body's chemistry. So when you hear something humorous and you hear something so sophisticated and so well written as Paul Simon's song, Punky Dilemma, it makes me smile on many fronts, not just because of the humor of the lyrics, but because of the artistry, because of the construction of the song. He's such a fabulous songwriter. Well, there's another musician we're going to listen to right now. His name is Biff Rose. It's curious. Biff Rose really had the bulk of his fame and career in the 60s. He released an album a couple of years after the Bookends album that Simon and Garfunkel did. His album is called The Children of Light. It was his second recording, released in 1969. We're about to hear a couple of tracks from that album. But just a little bit of background, because you probably don't know who Biff Rose is. First of all, he's older than most of the musicians that he was singing and playing with back in the 60s. He was born in 1937 in Louisiana, and he goes out to California, to Los Angeles, and he is one of those early people that is changing the way of stand-up comics. Biff Rose wanted a career as a stand-up comic, and he was writing jokes for George Carlin. And he started to play gigs, and he's a very talented musician, but he thought of himself as a comic. So when he starts to write and play songs, they're very entertaining. He's one of my favorite musicians. He was very big in the late 60s. He was on The Tonight Show like 12 times. And there's something about the way that stand-up comics have changed the role of comedy in our culture that's really powerful. Comedians have so much to say now, not just about romance, but about politics. So we're going to hear three songs from Biff Rose. I love him. He plays the piano so beautifully. We're going to hear a song that is going to lift you up. My friend Robbie, this one is for you. It's called Ain't No Great Day Coming, because it's here today. And this song features a Moog synthesizer. In 1969, this was like the first rock and roll sort of song to ever use a Moog synthesizer. And Van Dyke Parks is playing the synthesizer on that song. Then we're going to hear the title track, The Children of Light, where, as a comedian, he talks about serious things in the world. And then I wanted to play the third track we're going to hear, is one of his most recent recordings, released in 2010. It's called The Thorn 2, and the song is called Gentle People. This is Biff Rose.
Well, there ain't no great day coming tomorrow, cause it's here today. Even if everything is going wrong and your worlds are falling away, let them go their way. Don't blame the world that you see, and don't blame me. Don't hold on to pain and sorrow, for there's no tomorrow. Don't you realize? When tiny little things start bringing you down, your life's in a mess. Remember, love is on its way, and just do your best. Don't blame the things that you see, and don't blame me. Don't hold on to pain and sorrow, for there's no tomorrow. Don't you realize? Hey. And there ain't no great day coming tomorrow, cause it's here today. Even if everything is going wrong and your world's falling away, let them go their way. Don't blame the world that you see, and don't blame me. Don't hold on to pain and sorrow, for there's no tomorrow.
Children of light will be allowed to walk the planet in peace. The children of light will be permitted to talk to each other in peace. The chaos of cities will bring down the tyrants. Listen. Vote for me, vote for me. Hear them speak. The force of deception has uneven rhythms. Listen to the man who's afraid. The man who's afraid will have all kinds of answers. We need more law and order, more law and order to problems within his own head. The threat from the outside is now and forever a lie. And the children of light will be given a means of escape from a world wrapped in flame. The children of light know each other. Truth is always the same. Are you a child of the light? Are we children of light? Just ask and receive. Yourself, you must ask. The children of light will be permitted to look through each other's eyes.
Gentle people dancing around the town. They never worry, life doesn't bring them down. Brings them up. Listen to the gentle people, just hear what they have to say. Look them in the eye, take the gentleness they give today. Give today. Speak of war or dwell on suffering, cause they've been there before, been there before. Listen to the gentle people's bells.
Cut. Biff Rose, Descending into Chaos. On Thorn 2, that song is called Gentle People. And right before that, we heard two songs from the Children of Light. We heard the title track and Ain't No Great Day Coming, because it's here today. All right, A Reason to Smile. There's something so vulnerable about Biff Rose. There's something so gentle. There's something so real. It just warms my heart to hear him sing and play. And there's another musician that gives me that same feeling, and you probably have heard of him, Brian Wilson. Yes, Brian Wilson was the main songwriter and vocal arranger for the Beach Boys. The Beach Boys was really his brothers. Brian Wilson grew up singing with his brothers at home, singing harmony. One of the most tender musicians that I know. The Beach Boys always had such an up, positive kind of a thing going on. When the Beach Boys were in the 60s and they had their big career and they're going along, they've done 11 studio albums, and it's 1969, and they're getting to do their 12th, number 12 studio album. They were going to call it Smile. And things just fell apart at that point. There was a lot of recording done, hours, hundreds of hours of studio work done. But the album was never released when it was recorded back in 1969. It wasn't released until in the early 2000s. And there's a song on there. There is a song on there that means so much to me. It's called Wonderful. So here's the background. It's a very simple song. It's Brian Wilson just singing by himself. And he's also playing the harpsichord, one of my favorite instruments. And he wrote the music. And Van Dyke Parks wrote the lyrics. And they worked together on this album, Smile. Van Dyke Parks wrote the lyrics to Surf's Up. He wrote the lyrics to a lot of the songs on Smile, and he had been working with the Beach Boys generally. So Van Dyke Parks is a wonderful lyricist. So after we listen to that song by Brian Wilson, we're going to hear another song where Brian Wilson is singing, but he didn't write the song. Van Dyke Parks released an album in 1995 called Orange Crate Art, and he writes all the songs on it. And all the music, all the lyrics, all the songs, and Brian Wilson sings all of the songs. So it's another chance to hear the collaboration between these two musicians. The song is called Wings of a Dove. So let's go back to 1969 and hear one of the most tender, beautiful songs I know. Yes, it's lighthearted. It's by Brian Wilson. It's called Wonderful. And then we'll hear from Orange Crate Art, Brian Wilson and Van Dyke Parks, Wings of a Dove.
She belongs there, left with her liberty, never known as a non-believer. She laughs and stays in the world. One wonderful. She knew how to gather the forest when God reached softly and moved her body. One golden locket, quite young and loving her mother. Left is
a girl who's loved by her mother and father. She'll return in love with her liberty, just away from the non-believer. She'll sigh and thank God for
is Brian Wilson singing a song by Van Dyke Parks, Wings of a Dove, from 1995. And right before that, Brian Wilson with the Beach Boys singing a song that he wrote with the lyrics by Van Dyke Parks called Wonderful. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then, and I am looking for a reason to smile, and I hope you're coming with me. Yes, as we look for a reason to smile. So Van Dyke Parks, yeah. Let's hear a song now that he writes and sings. Van Dyke Parks was born in Mississippi in 1943. And most of these recordings were done out on the West Coast. So while we're out on the West Coast, we're going to listen to Van Dyke's Parks. We're also going to hear a song by another West Coast musician, Dan Hicks. Like Van Dyke, he wasn't born in California. He was born in Arkansas in 1941, but he made his career out in the San Francisco area. Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks. from 1971. The album is called Where's the Money, and it's recorded live at the Troubadour. And we're going to hear a song called The Buzzard Was Their Friend. So, a couple of reasons to smile. The Van Dyke Park song is called Dreaming of Paris. It was released in 2013 on Van Dyke Park's album called Songs Cycled. Let's start with Dreaming of Paris.
Ça change, ça reste l'homme même. Et je désire devenir parisien.
Tell him in French, bien entendu. Tell him you're through the two of you. Not cool to stare, so foolish to care. You shared an affair while dreaming of Paris. Mache Malik, pas ultra chic, mais si unique. Misogyniste on denim denim, who tore at the seams. You're dreaming of Paris. Senator Kennedy got shot, then Dr. King of Camelot. She kept her eyes on the wild blue beyond, wishing his dream would come true. It's déjà vu, I'm telling you.
Jazz tune we'd like to do here features the Lickettes on a
Slick, fly right along. was their friend. He took them all down and bought a bowl of what's his name. They were getting fat just to call her bad on the bowls of it. He blew a whistle and blew it just once. And they were in the air and looking around. The wind was gusting 30, they were getting off 30, but they didn't mind. With that bacon fries, I want you gone. Little bit of travel never did no wrong. Whoa, look in the sky, see those black birds, how they fly. The black head and looks like fly right along.
What did they get?
The bacon grease, no matter not, let it slip and slide and run. Whoa, it ain't no lie, look in the sky, see how they fly. The black head and looks like fly right along. And when it fries, fry along. Might as well cook up all you got, hey. Put in your day. See those buzzards on their way. Blackhead and look slick, fly right along. Blackhead and look slick, fly right along.
Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks live at the Troubadour in 1971. The album's called Where's the Money? Right before that, Van Dyke Parks, Dreaming of Paris. Oh, yes. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then. And I am looking for a reason to smile. And this music is bringing it to me. So when I think of humor, and I think of rock and roll, and I think of incredible songwriting, incredible chops, who comes to mind but Frank Zappa? Oh my God, Frank Zappa. Yeah. Born in 1940, we lost Frank Zappa back in 1993, but he left an indelible mark on this world with the music that he wrote. And in 1973, Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention released an album called Overnight Sensation. And we're about to hear a song called Moving to Montana, Gonna Raise Me Up a Crop of Dental Floss. So here's the story. Here's one of the stories about this song in particular. So here we are, it's 1973, and you got big-name musicians in R&B, and it doesn't get bigger than Ike and Tina Turner. Tina Turner worked with Ike Turner and didn't really launch out in a solo career till later. But Frank Zappa invited Tina Turner to sing with him on the album Overnight Sensation. And sure enough, Tina Turner comes in and does the recording. And Ike Turner is so freaked out by the music and by the whole thing that he says, you cannot allow her name to be printed on the album. I don't ever want anyone to know that, you know, she was associated with this. But yes, when you listen to the song and you hear the background singers going, moving to Montana soon, that's Tina Turner. Oh, yeah. And another thing about Frank Zappa is that his musicianship was so sophisticated. He was so brilliant, and he was such a genius and inspired by so many different kinds of music, everything from classical to jazz to avant-garde. His music was so incredible that the way that he got people to listen to his music was by saying something really funny in the lyrics. Now, that's just my own opinion. So let's see how it strikes you. Let's listen to Frank Zappa, Overnight Sensation, Moving to Montana Soon.
Might be moving to Montana soon, just to raise me up a crop of dental floss. Raising it up, waxing it down, in a little white box that I can sell uptown. By myself, I wouldn't have no boss, but I'd be raising my lonely dental floss.
Raising my lonely dental floss.
Well, I just might grow me some beans, but I'd leave the sweet stuff to somebody else. But then, on the other hand, I would keep the wax and melt it down. Pluck some floss and swish it around. I'd have me a crop, and it'd be on top. That's why I'm moving to Montana.
Moving to Montana soon. Gonna be a dental floss tycoon.
Yes, I am.
Moving to Montana soon. A mental toss like
find me a horse just about this big and ride him all along the borderline with a pair of heavy-duty zircon-encrusted tweezers in my hand. Every other wrangler would say I was mighty grand. By myself, I wouldn't have no boss, but I'd be raising my lonely dental floss.
Raising my lonely
Well, I might ride along the border with my tweezers gleaming in the moonlighty night. And then I get a cup of coffee and give my foot a push. Just me and the pygmy pony over by the dental floss bush. And then I might just jump back on and ride like a cowboy into the dawn to Montana.
Thank you.
George Harrison. Two songs by George Harrison with the Beatles from their White album in 1968. You're going to have them all pulled out after the Savoy Truffle. And then right before that, the Piggies. Is that making you smile? It's making me smile. You got to love it. And right before that, Frank Zappa moving to Montana on his pygmy horse. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. And today's program, yes, we're looking for a reason to smile, and we're finding it. We're finding it in music. It's a wonderful thing to do. You let the smile come over your face, and it just changes your whole state of mind. So one of my favorite bands, every single person in Fleetwood Mac has so much talent, and when you put them all together, it's just like astounding. What an amazing band. So Fleetwood Mac is working on an album, and Stevie Nicks is saying that she's not going to participate in this album. She's too busy doing her own solo stuff. You guys go ahead. So there's an album released at the end of 2017 called Lindsey Buckingham and Christine McVie, Buckingham McVie. And it's really a Fleetwood Mac album without Stevie Nicks, because guess who's playing the drums on these tracks? Well, that would be Mick Fleetwood. So we're about to hear two songs from this incredible release, and they just are so uplifting. It's just it's such a light feeling. The first song is called "I'm Just Sleeping Around the Corner." You know, don't let it get you down. I'm just sleeping around the corner. I love it. That's a Buckingham song. And then right after that, we're going to hear one of Christine McVie's songs. That's How I Feel About You. Buckingham McVie.
Called to me, meet me at the border. Wake me up when my papers are in order. Lord, I don't wanna bring you down. No, I never meant to give you a frown. I'm just sleeping around the corner. Lord, I don't wanna bring you down. No, I never meant to give you a frown. I'm just sleeping around the corner. Oh, 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 oh.
We met sweet love.
Cool.
I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoyed the program today, and I hope that it brought you a reason to smile. Thank you so much for listening.